Breakfast on BBC Radio Shropshire. Shropshire Council has announced a recruitment freeze with immediate effect. In a letter to directors, the authority's chief executive, Clyde Wright, said action was being taken to remain within spending budgets. The opposition Liberal Democrat group say it'll put more pressure on overloaded officers. Here's their leader, Councillor Roger Evans.
Staff are doing more work than ever, being asked to do more work than ever before. It isn't fair to our officers. I've seen a separate report which states that the number of sickness days that officers are off work are increasing year on year and are above the national norm, above local authority norm, as far as I'm aware. This does not bode well for the future of Shropshire Council.
The move has been passed by the council's Conservative cabinet, led by Peter Nutting, who joins us on the breakfast show this morning. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
I appreciate you've got to live within your means, but this is hardly fair to the people who already work there, is it?
We will be expecting people to work hard, as we always do, but I'm sure you've read the email fully, and there will still be some recruitment, but what we're actually saying is it has to be signed off by the chief executive. The managers at lower level will not be allowed to recruit. It has to go up through the system and be approved by directors and the chief executive. We're trying to restrict the recruitment as much as we can.
So is it or is it not a recruitment freeze?
It's not a total freeze, but it is a general freeze. But there will be some specialist posts that we will still be recruiting to. Certainly in the area of adult social services, we always have vacancies. And we will need to keep filling those.
Okay, so the rank and file, if I may put it that way, at Shire Hall, are not going to get anybody else on the staff to help. And then I go back to the earlier point made by Roger Evans. Are you not putting more pressure on your staff?
A little. And why shouldn't we? You know, that's the world we live in. We all live under a certain degree of pressure. I'm sure you have pressures at Radio Shropshire. And Shropshire Council have
pressures.
But
you've had fewer staff at Shropshire Council for year on year for quite a few years. They're already running faster.
And they'll have to run a little bit faster still, I'm afraid. That's the world we live in. We are investing a fortune in technology, in the digital revolution, and that is envisaged that it will lose 200 posts within the organisation within the 2 years. And what we want to do is redeploy people around the organisation rather than keep bringing fresh people in.
Are you not concerned that this will mean more sick days because people are under more pressure and stress?
Well, we do have a system to give support to people if there are pressures, and we will continue to support all of the officers as we need to. I can't say that I've seen the figures that Rogers quotes us. There are issues around how many days off people have, but we're not far out from the national averages, and I don't see it as a major concern.
Are they rising?
They've always risen. They rise in every organisation.
Well, isn't that a concern?
Well, of course, we're worried about our staff, and we do look after our staff extremely well. I mean, I'm the one that a couple of months ago he was criticising for giving the whole of the staff a pay rise. You know, and they can't have it both ways. You know, we look after our staff.
So give you a pay rise, but you've got to work harder.
There's a little bit of that in it, and why shouldn't there
be? Isn't this you haven't got enough money to go around, have you, really?
Well, this is the crux of the matter. If we had better government funding, we would be able to do a lot more.
So it's the government's fault, then?
I didn't say that. The government have their own pressures. We all have pressures. But if we had more money, it would be better. And I have to say, there is an issue that we're hoping will be addressed within the next year or two about a spending review in government. We do believe the Shire counties, such as Shropshire, and in the media at the moment, we're talking about Northamptonshire and Lancashire facing stress, financial stress.
Mm.
There is an issue that does the government share the cake fairly? It does appear that the metropolitan areas, the cities, do better than the rural areas.
How many times have we spoken about this over the years?
Well, I'm continuing to push government on that.
So it's jam tomorrow, is it?
The matter.
Jam tomorrow, is it?
Well, we hope so, but we're not relying on it. We're taking action to make sure we're secure all the time.
Look, Northamptonshire Council, and you mentioned Northamptonshire, interestingly, that they are very, very close to going to the wall.
And I want to make sure we don't ever get anywhere
near that situation. Could this happen in Shropshire?
No, 12 months ago when I took over as leader, I did worry that that was a possibility, but by the actions we've been taking over the last few months, I believe our financial future is very secure. but we have got to keep putting the pressure on to save money at all times.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Councillor Peter Nutting, leader of Shropshire Council. Not exactly a recruitment freeze. They might have some specialist posts, but they're all going to have to be approved at the very top.